News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. So good to be with you. And I know it's so good for you to be with me. To be with you. Was that a Smokey Robinson song? Being with you, being with you, being with you. Yep. Being with you, Smokey Robinson. About a 1980 something. Not an old Smokey, you know, from the 60s and stuff, but I'm going to say around 80. This is going to drive me nuts now because you know I got that music ADD. Being with you, I'm going to say about 1985 or 86, Lonnie Ray. Let me look it up real quick. Oh, no, I was off. 1981. I was in the sixth grade. 1981. Had a bad overbite and a gap between my teeth in the front that would make Michael Strahan go, damn! I had to wear the braces for 2 years. And I still limp sometimes. You get it? They're different braces. But I digress. So Smokey Robinson was being with you. Now, that's not really the way my music ADD works. Music ADD is when somebody says something in the regular conversation and it sparks the lyric of a song. And then I have to start singing the song in my head and I lose track of whatever the person was saying. So I can't give you a good example of it right now. If it happens, I'll let you know. I will alert you. So the big news is still, the shooter in Minneapolis. And you know, we covered this last night in the 1 hour version of the show. But there's been a lot of wall-to-wall coverage and commentary on this situation. A trans identifying person, he's a guy, dude, went and shot through the windows of the church at the Catholic school where he attended elementary school, and his mom used to work there. And he was shooting little children at mass, meaning the religious ceremony, and shot some other people that were just there for the mass, some older people, and killed two kids, 17 people shot. And the Democrats have this thing that they automatically run to. Now, they have all of these different things. Like if you're saying something about crime being out of control in Democrat-run cities, they'll all start saying, you can't arrest your way out of crime. We can't arrest our way out of crime. We need more social programs and all of that. They have their little catchphrases. Well, when a deranged person starts shooting up a place, they immediately go out and start pushing, you know, their anti-Second Amendment mantras. And they'll say, hope and prayers are not doing it. Your prayers are not doing any good. We need action. So they all started saying that yesterday. Now, the reason they do that, well, there's several, but one of the reasons is because they have to protect what their entire lives are wrapped up in, which is their politics. Their lives are their politics, their political issues. And they have laid it all on the line for the trans issue. And it is because of the communist influence in the Democrat Party today. You know, communism tears down the family unit, and it also tears down religion, tears down the faith. Because if you got faith in God, then you can't have faith and look at the government as your God. Now, the trans movement itself, the trans ideology, also is anti-God, anti-religion, anti-Bible. I mentioned last night that there's somebody in my life that I love deeply. I dearly love this person. And it's a guy and a dude, and he thinks he's a woman, and he pretends to be a woman. And I laid out the profile of a lot, you know, the general profile of trans people, where it is a narcissistic dedication to the self. Because when you come out and you say, I am not the person, I'm not even the same, I was not born right, and you grew to love me as a member of your family, as a guy, and you love me unconditionally, but because I feel dejected from society and I'm unhappy, I'm going to blow up my relationship with so many people who love me, and I'm going to change it and put it in an awkward position just because I want to change into something completely different because I'm not happy. Now it's a mental condition. I'm not saying that it's not, but you know, narcissism is a mental illness. So this person in my life is young, well, young, way younger than I am. He's in his 30s, and he was raised in a Christian home, always in church, always believed in God, God-fearing family, and now no. He was, at one point in his life, he looked at me kind of as a role model in what he wanted to do. He was an outspoken conservative, but he never felt accepted by his peers. He never felt accepted at school. He never felt accepted in other social situations. And so I know he just went through his young life feeling like he didn't belong or nobody liked him. And then all of that would be different because somebody told him one day that he's probably supposed to be a woman. And he fell for that. And he said, well, that's what I'm going to do. And as soon as I change, I'll be happy. I'll be accepted. All of my problems, all of my grief and anxiety and all will change. And it doesn't. So many people think that. When they get brainwashed by these trans cult leaders. And when they make the transition, they completely, you know, mutilate themselves and they get on these hormones that do all kinds of things to their bodies. They see that they're still not happy because that doesn't fix the problem. The problem should have been fixed when they were young. And that problem being fixed was to get them the help they need to not the help that, because this is what Democrats will say, there needed to be mental health solutions for the guy who shot up the school, not to show him that being trans or thinking that he's a member of the opposite sex is a mental illness, but to go through therapy with him to teach him not to pick up a gun. So that's not the mental health help that he needs. The help should have been changing his attitude toward thinking that he could be a woman, ever. And that is why so many people who go through that transition, or what we used to call a sex change operation, that's why so many of them go through it and then end up committing suicide, because they're not happy and they look at it and they go, oh, I've done everything. I can't do anything else to change myself. I've gone to the ultimate extreme here and I'm still feeling like I'm not accepted. And I don't get attention and I don't get the adoration that I deserve. So there's nothing left for me. But it is a mental illness. And all of these liberals, these demoncrats who are now speaking out against prayer, I have a challenge for each and every one of them. And they won't dare accept it. Okay, we'll get into that next. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Yellow. A little bit of my Mark Levin impression there. Dave in Dallas. You are on the Mark Levin Show. Yellow. Okay. We're talking about the issue of the Democrats not only coddling, but pandering to and encouraging the people who are suffering from mental illness of trans identity disorder, gender disorder. They do it for selfish reasons, because they have their political reasons to do this, trying to manipulate people. And have you ever noticed that Democrat politicians get behind the things that are the most destructive? They get behind those issues the hardest. I mean, everything they are for is wrong, and none of it is good for America. But there are some issues, if you put them on a scale of worst, doing the most destruction to our society, Democrats attach themselves like glue, and they will die for that issue. And this trans movement is one of those issues. Because listen, anybody with any common sense knows that just because a person wakes up one morning and says, you know what, I feel like I am the opposite sex today, and I'm going to demand that everybody treat me as such, and if they don't, then my powerful friends in the government are going to come down on them like you have never seen. Transphobia. If you don't automatically bow down and start calling me she, her, I'm going to report you. You're going to lose everything you've got. We're going to put you all over social media. They're going to put you on the news. They're going to call you homophobic, transphobic. They're going to throw in racist. They're going to throw in every name they can call you, ruin your business, have your family doxxed. you better bend the knee to what we say, regardless of how unrealistic it is. And when they do that, it causes violence. When the Democrats attach themselves and they hit the airwaves and they're unchecked with their claims and all, and they've got their, you know, their hyperbolic statements, and they're just ridiculous. And they rile the people up that they're planning, you know, that they are claiming to champion. I mean, look at this guy that did this yesterday. He had written "Kill Trump" on the magazine that holds the bullets for his gun. Look at the fact that during the campaign last summer, Trump had two thwarted assassination attempts. And that, and I look, I know a lot of conservative commentators will say, I'm not blaming the Democrats for, you know, this is a crazy person. And I get that. This is a mentally unstable person that does this kind of thing. But when their leaders are constantly telling them he's evil, he's a fascist, he's a racist, he's a dictator, he's an iron-fisted authoritarian, and he's taking away the, you know, the rights of everybody, and he's transphobic, and he's not going to let you live your life. He's not going to let you live your truth. And anybody who follows him is in the same disgusting evil boat as Donald Trump. So these people are nutty anyway. Like the guy that shot up the congressional baseball practice that day and shot all the Republicans. Representative Scalise is still on crutches, will be for the rest of his life because of that. And what was this guy? Bernie Sanders supporter. Now, you got to be off your rocker if you support Bernie Sanders. You need to be locked up in some sort of a mental institution. You need to be in a straitjacket. They need to be feeding you through a straw because your jaw needs to be behind bars like Hannibal Lecter. Crazy ass. I almost said it. Didn't quite say it. So you take these mentally weak, emotionally unstable people, and you fill them full of all that hate. And then you just step back and watch the show. So then when they do something that you've programmed their feeble minds to do, and the Democrat politicians step back and go, well, I don't think we can start pointing the finger of blame at anything but the guns. Now, I have some sound bites, some audio to play of some of these unhinged, lunatic liberals speaking out about this situation. And here's what's going on with the trans community right now. Things aren't going their way. People, because of the leadership and the courage of Donald Trump, people are starting to speak up and have the courage themselves to say, this is not right. This is not the way we're going to live anymore. Now, if somebody transitions and they change their name, like this guy changed his name from Robert to Robin, I'll call them by their name that they changed, whatever name they want to be called. But I'm not going to say she and her if it's a man. And I'm not ever going to say they, them, talking about one person. Because, one, it's wrong. And, two, it's grammatically incorrect. And I'm not doing it. You can go pound sand. Okay, so we got some of these lunatic people going off on social media. And I suspect some of them are going to get a visit from from all three of those law enforcement agencies, the F, the B, and the I. They're all going to be there. So we'll let you hear that coming up next.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right. We're talking about the way the Democrats cultivate mental illness. They nurture it. They want to keep people who are mentally ill in society among all of the law-abiding citizens who love America and treasure the freedom and liberty that we have. That's why all of these Soros judges are letting these mentally these crazy people, these crazy homeless people back out on the street, these criminals back out on the street. Well, what are you? We can't lock them up. It's just like they have cancer or any other disease. Okay, well, here's the difference. People who have cancer don't go around terrorizing other people. The cancer doesn't make them terrorize innocent people. Schizophrenia in a criminal-minded homeless person does. So that was the Charlotte mayor the other day that was talking about, you know, the guy that allegedly stabbed the woman on the light rail, and she made him out to be the victim because of mental illness, not doing enough about mental illness. And she actually used that as an example. He's mentally ill, just like someone who has cancer. He, you know, it's a disease. You can't help the disease. Yeah. And again, cancer doesn't cause you to get out and terrorize people and stab them on the light rail. So, we have an audio piece here from a trans guy pretending to be a woman, and he has sympathy for some of the victims from yesterday's shooting at the Catholic school in Minneapolis. So he's sitting there, he's talking to the camera in some kind of a cluttered looking room. He's got clown, like, you know how if you've ever seen when a little girl gets into her mom's makeup drawer and she comes out and she's got lipstick, just the brightest red lipstick she could find. It's just smeared all over her face, and she's got eyeshadow, blue and other colors all over her eyes. That's what this guy looks like. He's like, okay, well, if you're gonna pretend to be a woman, learn how to put on makeup, you doofus. But anyway, looking at the camera and all that makeup, and this is what he said.
I'm so sick of this, y'all. This shouldn't happen. There's no excuse for this. And it seems like school pew-pewing season starts earlier and earlier every year.
Hold on, stop.
And we just
don't. School pew-pew season. If you don't spend a lot of time on the social media, pew-pew is a sound effect for shooting a gun. It's a pew-pew like that. And a lot of times they'll say that because if you say shooting, like that's some of the banned language on social media, like TikTok. So if you say shooting season or gun season, then it'll get flagged and it may not get posted. That's why you'll hear a lot of people use the term unalived instead of killed. You didn't say he killed that person, you say he unalived that person. It's just a way to get around the censors on social media. Okay, go ahead.
And we just allow it. I feel terrible for the kids. I feel so bad for not just the victims, but the people who witnessed it and will now have to live with that for the rest of their lives. I don't feel bad for their parents. This happened at a Catholic school. There should have been no children there at all. We know what the church does to kids. So I feel terrible for the kids. May the universe protect them from their Catholic parents and the church. Y'all can shove your thoughts and prayers right where the brightest of the suns don't shine. So far up that black hole of yours that even your God can't see them or hear them. Because I'm all out of compassion for Christian nationalists. Y'all, you did this.
Yeah, Christian nationalists. Another Democrat buzz term. So yeah, I mean, they're just deranged. Deranged. I mean, this guy. He thinks that, he's so smug. He thinks he's so smart. And he's just proving himself to be every bad stereotype or every negative stereotype that the country is feeling about trans people right now. Now, I am not saying that we need to rise up and be violent against trans people. I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying that we need to reach out to them in compassion to get them the help they need because they aren't right. You know, it used to be categorized as a mental illness. Thinking and wanting to be a member of the opposite sex. But they removed it from that list because of political reasons. So they get worked up and they start to talk like this guy, you know, good for the parents having to go through this. I don't feel sorry for them. It's like, and then they put everybody in that same category, all Christians, all Catholics. You know what they do to children. Like all Catholics at a Catholic church are doing bad things to children. So along with being crazy, deranged, demonic, this guy is also stupid. So let me give you some statistics about mass shooting rates by demographic in U.S. America. This is 2015 to 2025. Public incidents with four or more fatalities expressed as rates per million population. So it's per capita, in other words. The number one demographic of mass shooter with four or more fatalities in the incident, trans, non-binary, biological male. Number two, trans, non-binary, biological female. Three, Asian men. Four, black men. Five, white men. Six, Asian women. And seven, Hispanic men. So that means the percentage compared to the number of people in that group, okay? So a bigger percentage of trans, non-binary, biological men conduct mass killings than any other group. A bigger percentage of their group. But this is something that the the Democrats and the media, they don't want to tackle. They just don't want to admit. They don't want to say that this is the problem. When you're looking at this type of violent act. So, we have some more. There's a story out of California that I don't know. You may have heard it yesterday, maybe not. If you haven't heard it, you're going to be shocked and you're going to think, oh my God, this is really what we're living in now. It's going to shock you. So we'll get to it next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Identifying liberalism. And mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right, so the WBT text line is driven by Liberty Buick GMC. That means they pay for it. That's what that means. The number is 704-570-1110. You can call that and talk the old-fashioned way if you want. But it'll be cool. All right. Here is the story that that I said was going to shock you if you haven't heard it. In California, at the Temecula, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Temecula Valley United School District. If somebody's from California, they'll probably correct me. I would appreciate it if you do. They have decided that if any student has a problem with using the bathroom or dressing room alongside a person of the opposite sex, meaning if you got the girl's bathroom and there is a biological boy in there who says he's a girl, and he has all of the plumbing of a boy. So let's say you've got a daughter that goes to school there in that district, and she says, "I don't want to use the bathroom or dressing room with a boy." Then you go and you let the school know. Then the school gives, takes this form, and they give your child a mental health evaluation because they've stipulated in their rules that if you don't want to share the bathroom with somebody of the opposite sex, it's the excusable reasons are for religious reasons or mental illness like anxiety and things like that. So they've kind of stacked the deck where if you say, "I don't want my daughter and my daughter doesn't want to be right next to a naked boy in the dressing room," then they treat your kid like she has a mental disease or a mental issue. Have you ever in your life thought that we would be in the United States of America and that would be the issue? I never have, and I've been on this earth a long time. Pert near 56 years. And I've never even imagined that we would have something like that. But if somebody said it's going to happen, like 5 years ago, somebody said that is going to happen. And then they would say, well, where do you guess that it's going to happen? I would have said California. So the school board has voted, because of the backlash from, they have voted to table the issue for right now. So they're still going to try to do this. So here's what happens. The school gives you an official, your kid gives your kid an official mental health evaluation. Whatever they determine is stuck with your kid for the rest of their lives. You know the old thing about the permanent record? And people say that was always just stuff that teachers would say that would try to scare you. They're going to put that on your permanent record. Well, this is your permanent record. You're talking about mental health issues. Because it goes from the school board to the county officials and the state officials. My point is that the Democrats are so, so obsessed with this issue, and they are so attached to it. It is the Democrat Party that they can't even allow. Well, they allow perversion is what I'm saying, and they promote perversion because it is a fact that a lot of the people who claim to be women who are men, it is a fetish for them. It's not the trans issue where they actually think that they're a member of the opposite sex. I can't remember his name, but he's TikTok famous. He just did a whole big deal where he went to Disney World and you know, took videos of himself in the women's bathroom and all that, which is illegal, but I'm sure Disney didn't do anything to him. He likes to set up his camera when he goes to eat lunch, and then he busts the waiter for calling him sir. You know, he's just one of those. I'm telling you, it's all about look at me, look at me. But then he admitted in some kind of an interview, he was just talking, and he's talking about himself, so he just starts rolling. And he admitted that, well, I'm not gay. I am attracted to women. Okay, so there you go. You got a man pretending to be a woman going in all these women's bathrooms, admitting that he is attracted to women. So it's a fetish thing. So the Democrats are so bound and determined to break down the norms in this country that they are promoting perversion and dangerous acts with unstable people. Now, you're going to tell me that's not a cult? Look, you know, I'm not Mr. Political Science degree, or I've never worked for anybody's campaign. I don't have any of that background. I'm just a radio guy. But you're going to tell me that this is something that is not dangerous? Lonnie, can you have that cut? I think we have time for it. The cut from, I think it was, I had it last night, but we didn't play it. Trans kids in Michigan, cut one. If not, we can do it after the break. Okay, so this is an elected official in Michigan, a representative from Michigan, talking into the camera at a park. And she is assuring everybody who wants to trans their kids that Michigan is going to fight for them to be able to do that. Don't worry, we're here for you, she said. If you can't find it, that's all right. We can find it during the break. Because, I mean, she goes on about it. And then, thank God, though, we have some words of wisdom from Stephen King. Yes, some of y'all may like Stephen King books. You know, not my thing. I think he's a weirdo, and I think he's stupid. I mean, he's an ultra lib, and he's ugly. And I think that's why he's so angry all the time, because he realizes how unattractive he is. But thank God he tweeted these words of wisdom. Trans is not the problem. He had a gun. That's the problem. Oh, really? Mr. Kang. So you see, they're all addicted to the trans issue. All of them. Like, it had nothing to do with anything but the gun, as far as this idiot is concerned. You know what? I got a lot of guns. If I don't go take them out of their resting place, they're not going to get up and go kill anybody on their own. But if a deranged person gets into my house and takes the gun, that's when the damage starts getting done. Now, it would embarrass me to be that stupid if I were him and that ugly. I mean, he could star in his own horror movies. I'm talking about an ugly, ugly man. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Hang on. We got more, a lot more, coming up in hour two. Next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hey. All right. We got a message from Steve here on that WBT text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC. He said, TJ, I don't think Stephen King is stupid per se. People like him are very creative, and that takes some smarts. However, I believe King and his type are through and through intellectual morons. Steve in Indian Trail. Yeah, I mean, I know he has to have some, everybody has an area in which they are intelligent, I believe. I believe just about everybody has something. Even you think about Carl, the character from the movie Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm. I can help you dote that wash.
Now, you know, that character was played up to be the town idiot or whatever. But he was brilliant at what? Fixing small engines.
I can help you fix that lawnmower. Mm-hmm.
I think everybody has something like that. You know, I'm the creative type. At least that's the excuse I give whenever I'm not focused on something and I missed an appointment or I forgot that we were supposed to go to dinner with somebody and my wife says, you need to handle your business. I always say it's because I'm creative. But I'm just saying, in the case of Stephen King, he says so many things that are so outlandish, a generally intelligent person would know better. That's why I think that that all professional Democrats, the ones who make a living by being a Democrat, their livelihood depends on their being a Democrat. That's why I think they are all shady, crooked, corrupt, whatever you want to say. But if it's just a run-of-the-mill Democrat voter, you have two categories in which you belong. One, you're either naive and gullible, or you yourself are shady. Because you either believe that what the Democrats and the media are telling you is true, which makes you gullible, or you know it's not true, yet you spew it along with them and take a stand with them. That means you're shady. Because it's a proven fact that all Democrat politicians and the people who work for them are liars. They are liar. They are liar to a people. But I do recognize the naivete of a lot of people who fall for their con game. All right, I'm gonna take a chance here because I don't know a lot of information about. I feel like I might be getting tricked into something here, but we'll see. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, TJ. How are you?
Fine. How are you, bud?
I'm doing just fine. Brother, I owe you an apology. On your very first night on the air here, I offered you some unsolicited advice, which you accepted very graciously, saying just be yourself.
Yeah.
I had no idea that you'd been on the air around here for a long time.
I remember that. I remember.
You were not on the radio stations that I listened to.
Yeah. I remember you calling that night,
and I was
grateful that you called and were helping me out.
Well, and that's there again. That's you being gracious. It was advice you obviously didn't need.
But, you know, I can always learn something from somebody. You know, that's the way I look at it.
And
you know what? It's so realistic to me that somebody could be from this area or lived here for many years and never have heard me on the radio. I've never been that type to just automatically assume that everybody knows that I was on the radio in Charlotte. I've been on the radio for 25 years or whatever it is. Because that's kind of arrogant to think about. Now, I do joke. I do joke about it, though, in a comedic arrogance, you know, where I'm over the top acting like I think that I'm really something and all of that. Just to poke at the people who are sarcastically challenged. You know, I love doing that, but yeah, I've never been. As a matter of fact, whenever I'm with somebody and they're a friend of mine and they introduce me to somebody else, and they go, "Hey, you ever listen to the radio?" And they'll say, "Yeah." And they go, "You ever listen to the Ace and TJ show?" This is TJ, and I'm sitting there thinking, "Oh, I'm cringing because the odds of them saying." They're saying, "No, I've never listened to that." And then I'll be like, "Oh, well, you know, it's awkward moment." And it has happened many times.
You know, it's like, "Hey, no, I'm just TJ."
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm really appreciative of the fact that you're still listening after night one. That's awesome. Thank you.
Brother, I actually get to listen between the bar and home, which ain't long.
Yeah. Now, are you working at the bar, or are you just enjoying the bar?
Enjoying the bar. I work somewhere different.
Good. I mean, it would never do me to work in a bar, because I would lose everything I got.
I did that a long time ago. Not for me. I got into the trade.
Yeah.
I love your show, and you know it scares the crap out of me that you think exactly like I do.
Yeah, that is a bad thing. Just don't tell people. Yeah. Don't tell people that. You know, just leave that between us, because you don't want people judging you for that.
No, besides the other 20,000-30,000 people listening.
Yeah. Well, the other 10 that are listening. Well, Dave, I really appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. Call back anytime, man.
Have a great night, sir. Right.
You too. Bye. I couldn't hear him. Can you turn that up next time, Lonnie? I'm kidding. I love that type of voice that a guy has. He may not be this, you know, physically, but I picture him being not fat, but just a big man, just like a, you know, big, like we would call country strong kind of guy with that booming voice and that, yeah, gravelly. I love that. Love it. Make me very happy. All right. So we got more coming up. Hang on.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Oh, yep. You know, sometimes I get tired of being right. Just got this text. Hey, TJ, how about 6'2", 220 of corn-fed cornbread? You nailed it. Good night, Dave. So Dave that just called, and I said he seemed, I described what I pictured him to look like with that big voice. Nice. Good deal. I'm gonna get off of the trans issue for a little bit. I mean, two nights in a row, but I mean, when you think about it, this is a huge story, and it is something that the left in America has pushed until it's out of control. And I don't want to let them change the subject. They do it constantly. They get groups of people together and they rile them up and they make them hate members of other groups. It's that communism in them, the Democrats. Pit one group against the other, against the other, against the other. You belong to this group. You should hate this group. You're in this group. This group wants you put in jail or killed or whatever. It is the Democrat, aka Communocrat playbook. And they have done a number on these people who claim to be transgender. And they should be ashamed, but they're not. They're proud. They feel a sense of satisfaction. And then when something happens that shows that they've been doing wrong and doing these people wrong, they try to dodge the issue, change the subject. It's Donald Trump's fault, in case you didn't know. I was hearing that a lot yesterday. Donald Trump's fault that the deranged guy who at one point thought he was a girl and pretended to be a girl shot up a church and Catholic school. But as I said, that's not flying anymore. There are too many people who know right from wrong that are speaking up now. But we can't look at the victories that the Republicans have had. We as Republicans, as conservatives, have been having the victories that Donald Trump has been having. We can't look at that and start, because Republicans are bad about this. You look at it and start saying, oh, we got it now. We got it. Look at all these statistics showing that Democrats are losing voters and nobody's registering to vote as Democrats. And we got it. You got it wrapped up, blah, blah, blah. You can't do that. Because as an analogy, you got to look at Democrat politicians as villains in a movie. Yeah, they might fall off a building and everybody starts celebrating because they're dead. But then the camera goes back down to the ground and they're gone. uh-oh. And then they come back and start killing people in the movie. We can't let up on these issues. We can't let the Democrats sneak up on us again in elections. And I don't care what election it is. I mean, you say, all right, well, all we got to do is worry about the House and the Senate and the presidency, and we'll be good. Not the case. Look at Zohran Mamdani. If he's elected mayor of New York, the destruction, the communism that is going to take over that city and ruin it. And then the rest of us are going to have to feel that. Look at this mayor of Minneapolis. I hate to say it. He came out there yesterday and he was, you know, saying, you know, your prayers aren't doing any good. Gun control. Don't you dare say anything against our trans community. And I'm listening to him and I'm getting mad and I'm thinking he's ridiculous. And then I thought, well, what is going to be the alternative in Minneapolis? That Somali guy that hates America all the way around and wants the city to be run like Somalia. So we can't trust them, the left, with any leadership position on any level. And I don't have an exception to that either. You know, and somebody could sit and say, well, what about this? And what if this person has these ideas and da, 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 da. I'm telling you, I have zero tolerance for Democrat leaders. Having Democrats in control of some, zero tolerance for that. Because I can't think of any good that a Democrat politician has done in all the years I've been paying attention. Not only that, I can't think of anything that a Democrat has accomplished in office that wasn't destructive. You know, people will ask me, well, just how conservative are you? And I say, well, how about this? When I go to a sports bar and I order wings, I make sure there are no left ones in the entire order. And I'll say, if these aren't all right wings, then I'm going to get sick right here in your restaurant. Please make sure that all the wings are from the right wing, not the left wing. I'm serious. Nothing to do with them. And look, I know there are a lot of Democrats listening to this show just to get mad. But I'm sorry. I'm sure that if we sat down and just talked and hung out, we'd get along. See, that's the way conservatives look at things. You take people as individuals. You can put two individuals together. They can find common ground. You put a group that's all riled up with hate and excitement against another group. And you say, this group's supposed to hate that group, but then no, they're not going to find common ground. They're going to be constantly in conflict. And that's what the Democrats want. But they try to normalize things that they know are not normal. And then they ask questions like, well, who are you to say what's normal? Well, we have a culture. We have a distinct American culture. And we have norms in our society. And we know when something is not normal. But it's like, you know, you should never judge anybody on anything. So whatever they're doing, no matter how wacky it is, it's just accepted because that's just who they are. That's what they do. That's who. Who are you to judge? Who are you to say that it's not normal? They probably think you're not normal. Well, okay, well, they're wrong. It's catering to these crazy ideas that our society needs to go in these radical directions. And the Democrats latch on to those people as supporters because they know that they can strike them in an emotional way, so they'll cling to the Democrats for leadership. They're easily, much more easily brainwashed. And then, you know, they say the same thing about us. But the difference is they're wrong and we're right. Always. And don't ever forget it. All right. There was an incident with a Kansas police officer that a suspect did something that I have never heard of before, but it ended up getting him a sexual battery assault against a law enforcement officer charge. Wait till you hear about this next.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
I wasn't lying earlier when I said when I was talking about PhD weight loss, and I said my I'm having to click my belt a bunch of times because I wear one of those click belts, and that should have been the first sign that I needed to do something about my weight when I said I got to get one of those click belts.
You know, I was just telling my girlfriend last night, I was like, those things are so cool looking. I said I want to get me one, look like a little little turn toy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like you can tighten it and loosen it, but I got it to be able to loosen in a hurry.
Oh.
Yeah, but I can't loosen it right now because if I do, I'm not kidding, my pants will fall. They're all bunched up in the belt. You know how you do that if your pants are too big and you squeeze the belt too hard to keep them up? But yeah, I should have known when, you know, whenever you get a new belt and you have to, it's got measurements on the belt where you're supposed to cut it off so it fits. It does got these little perforated looking lines showing you where to cut it if you're this big in the waist or that big in the waist.
It's been a couple of times I had to add a extra hole to my belt.
Well, this fixes that.
Oh.
Because you can just click it a couple more times and you're good.
Oh, man, I'm ordering one.
Yeah. I'll show it to you in a minute. I'll try to hold my pants up while and let you see the magic of the click belt.
Okay.
You ever had a click belt? You didn't. You didn't have it, George.
I need one.
You need one now?
I'm having the same problem you are.
Yeah. How much weight have you lost?
65 pounds. Somewhere.
Ooh, man. Yeah. I'm. You know, my 21 pounds is a. You know, throwing a deck chair off the Titanic. You know. I got a long way to go, but I'm going. Okay, this is that story I was talking about. A 44-year-old man in Kansas was found guilty of sexual battery against a law enforcement officer because they showed up at a domestic disturbance, and as they were arresting him, he leaned over and kissed the cop on the neck. Yeah, that'll get you an extra charge, I think. And it didn't say whether the cop was a Maine or a Womaine. But, you know, it doesn't matter as far as the law is concerned. It's the same charge. But it'd be funnier if it was a man, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be funny if it's some big, tough man cop.
I don't know what to say on that one.
I have a really good friend who's a cop. I need to call and ask him what he would do in that situation. See, that's one of those deals where, you know, I think about it all the time too. I have so much respect for, you know, good police officers having to put up with that kind of stuff all the time and having to maintain, you know, calm and not just go upside somebody's head when they do something like that. But, you know, I watch those videos online all the time of the people being unruly to the police, not cooperating with them, and, you know, coming at those ICE agents all hot like they do. And I'm just like, slam them. And they'll finally do it if the person does, but they give them so many chances. Like, I was watching this ICE agent with some woman up in his face, some liberal white woman, which, you know, those are the worst. If we could just change the minds or just teach liberal white women how to act, we would solve a lot of problems in this country. We wouldn't even have to change all of them, just 50% of them. But she kept on and kept on. He gave her so many chances, and then finally he just had to take her down. You're interfering with a federal agent. What is so hard to understand about that? Because they always look so shocked when they end up face down getting handcuffed. It's like, when in the world did you ever learn that it is okay for you, just as a bystander, to get in the face of a federal agent while they're trying to apprehend criminals? And, you know, it's 9 times out of 10, it's women. And I think it goes back to that idea that women are not raised like men or like little boys are raised to think about how they may have to fight somebody at any time, you know? Because boys are raised to say, okay, if you say this to this person, this other boy or this guy, You better be ready to fight, because he may want to fight you. Or don't you ever say this to somebody that you don't want to have to fight, because they're going to want to come after you if you say that. Women aren't taught that. That's why women, a lot of them, will run around bragging about being bees. They think it's funny. Like, oh, I'm such a bee. You know, because they're not automatically thinking I might have to fight somebody. So I guess that's what carries over into obstructing justice, by getting up in an ICE agent's face, in a federal agent's face or a cop's face, because you think what they're doing is wrong. I'm surprised more of them don't get seriously hurt. You know, you can't just do that. There was one I saw, the woman was just putting her phone right up in the agent's face. He's trying to get, ma'am, please get back. And she's just screaming the same thing over and over and over and over. Whew. And he had to be disciplined. Because, you know, men a lot of times will crumble at the sound of a woman screaming. It's a medical situation and a biological thing that boys are born with that women don't have. It's something in our ear canal or something in our ear system that when we hear women screaming, it cuts through us and it doesn't cut through women. See, women will sit and scream at each other all day, or even if they're happy, they're yelling, they're laughing really loudly in a high voice and all that. They just love it. But if a man walks in and there are two women in his house and they're laughing and yelling and, you know, cutting up and all that, he's like straight to another room and closing the door. He can't take it. Not the screaming. So that would be my first problem, is trying to fight the urge the first time the woman screams in my face, not to handcuff her and actually gag her. Lady, I'm going to let you go with a warning, but you have to swear that you're not going to say anything to me until you get 100 yards down the street. If I hear your high-pitched voice screaming at me again, then you're going to penitentiary. They do, though. Those women will just push it and push it and push it. And then you think about, okay, well, is this how they act when their husbands make them mad? Then you get that shiver and, ugh. Think about that going on at your house. Oh, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Like, I would almost ask, and I've seen this on Cops back in the day when Cops was a relatively new concept and all, where they would get called on a domestic violence call. Then they get to the house. The woman's going ballistic, screaming, yelling, and all that. And the man, he just say, hey, okay, can you just take me in? I didn't do anything. She started it. I didn't do anything. But can you just take me to jail so I can get away from her? And they say, okay. They'll do it. Oh, I don't have time to do it now. We'll have to do it in the next segment. It reminds me, there is a story in the news today about a guy who went to the ultimate extreme to get away from his wife, but he deserted his family is what he did. So it's not funny, but it's shocking. And I'll find it. We'll talk about it next.
The DJ Richie Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Richey Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
A few minutes ago, I was talking about how conservative I am, that when I go to a sports bar and I order wings, I make sure there are no left ones in there. And I tell them, if I find a left wing in here, I'm going to throw up in your restaurant. It's going to make me sick. So somebody sent a text on the WBT text line and said, TJ, that's why Vinny's in South End went out of business. They refused to serve left wings. And that brought back a good memory for me. When my deceased partner, Ace, and I, we were living in Birmingham, and we had signed a contract to be syndicated from Birmingham, but they bought out our contract that we were currently under, and then they put us, you know, they were paying us in Birmingham just to sit at home until they were ready to put us on stations or whatever. They're building the network and all that. But we weren't allowed to go to the radio station because they didn't want all of the other people working there to get all freaked out thinking that we were taking their jobs. You know, that tends to happen. So in order to get our paychecks, they had to leave, the general manager had to leave our paychecks hidden in the building, and we had to go in there at night and get our paychecks. Well, again, they were paying us to sit at home, and you think that'd be great, but we got bored and we were not happy. We was like sitting around watching Springer and all of that. We felt trashy. And so we got a call from the program director of KISS 95.1. Actually, it was a woman. And she said, the program director told me he'd give me $100 if I could find you guys. So I found you. His name is Brian. Call him at this number. So we called him. They were looking for a morning show at KISS. And they brought us in from Birmingham for a visit / interview. So the general manager of the radio station was the coolest. I mean, we loved him. From the minute we met him, we loved him. And he took us out. We went to the radio station, talked for a little while, and he said, okay, we're going to go to dinner. And so we went back to the hotel, changed, and we went out to dinner. And I think Sullivan's was rather new at the time in Charlotte, down on South Boulevard. We went there, and it was great. We met the general manager of Sullivan's and got to know him, and were friends with him, you know, for a long time after we moved here. And he was also the general manager of Del Frisco's when they built that. And after we got through at Sullivan's, Bill was the guy's name, the general manager. And he said, I'm not ready to go yet. So meet us down here at this place. So we went down, and it was Vinny's. So Vinny's South End was one of the very first experiences that I had in Charlotte. And we sat at Vinny's drinking, and that was how we got to know and appreciate the situation with the station at that time, with the personnel and all of that, and the fact that they really wanted us. And I guess it was a couple of weeks later we were moving here. So one of my first and best memories of Charlotte was that night at Vinny's and Sullivan's. But God, that was 25 years ago. Man. It was good though. We drank a lot too. Cause I mean, they were paying for it. Nobody was driving us. I mean, none of us were driving. All right. So here's that story that I was talking about. 45-year-old man from Wisconsin was in court this week after he faked his death, abandoned his wife and 3 kids, and fled the country to go with his mistress in Eastern Europe. She's from Uzbekistan. It happened about a year ago, but he just now is having his court time, so that's why it's back in the news. He made it look like he drowned while kayaking, but they never found his body. He staged his kayak in a lake, paddled an inflatable raft to shore, rode 70 miles on an e-bike, took a bus to Detroit, then Toronto, and hopped 3 flights, Paris, Asia, and back to Europe. Turned out he'd been talking to a woman from Uzbekistan that he'd met online a few months earlier. Lost his mind. Cops eventually found out he'd gotten a new passport, taken out a $375,000 life insurance policy, and reversed his vasectomy so he could start a new family. They finally tracked him down in the country of Georgia, and then got him back to the U.S., charged him with obstruction. I would think they could hit him with insurance fraud as well. So they don't really have a specific charge about faking your death, your own death, but the obstruction, I guess, was all they could pin. He's facing up to 9 months in jail and agreed to a plea deal that lowered it to just 45 days. The judge rejected the plea deal and then said, no, you're sentenced to 89 days because that's how long you made your family think you were dead. He also had to pay $30,000 to cover the cost of the search and rescue. At his sentencing, he said, I deeply regret the actions that I did that night and all the pain that I caused my family and friends. His wife of 22 years filed for divorce 2 days later. Not clear if his mistress is still in the picture. But now, if he's not going to be with the mistress from Uzbekistan, and he, you know, gets his life straight and all and starts dating again, he got to have another vasectomy. Because he had the vasectomy, put it in reverse, and now he got to put it back in drive. I was about to say, did I ever tell y'all this? But I know I haven't, because I haven't known you that long. But the day after my vasectomy, I had to work. And it wasn't going in and doing a radio show. It was a contest that we had been doing on the radio station for the entire spring. And the person won this huge shopping spree at Concord Mills Mall. And we had to follow her around the mall, interviewing her, talking to her the whole time she was running through there doing her shopping spree. And I'm, you know, one day off of getting a vasectomy. Whoa. I shouldn't have done it, but y'all know I'm such a conscientious employee and all. I gotta do what's right. But it did prove one thing to everybody. I am a man to take that kind of pain. But as soon as that was over, took a picture with her. Gotta go. Got in the truck, threw an ice pack on myself, and headed home.
I was thinking about getting me one, too.
A vasectomy or an ice pack?
Both.
Yeah, well, you need it. You need it. Because then you'll be free like you've never felt before.
Oh, man.
I hope your girlfriend is not listening, because that she probably wouldn't have thought that joke was funny. All right. Thanks for listening. Mark Levin's coming up next. The great one, Mark Levin. Yellow, yellow, yellow. God loves you and ain't nothing you can do about it. See you tomorrow.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.